National Security Advisor John Poindexter resigned, and National Security Council aide Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North is fired. The Department of Justice Office of Professional Responsibility investigates Mises' decision to delay an FBI probe of an airline involved in Iranian arms deals and weapon shipment to the Nicaraguan rebels. The Justice Department says Poindexter asked Mises to delay the inquiry of Southern Air Transport, formerly owned by the CIA. The FBI assisted in investigating the 10-day delay. That's January 1987. Folks, you can't make this up. You talk about craziness. I was at prep school at the time of this. One of my schoolmates, his father owned Southern Air Transport at this time. Can't make it up. Can't make it up. I mean, talk about crazy and full circle. Anyway. Then there's Mises' entanglement in the WedTech scandal. WedTech Corp was a defense contractor, got all kind of juicy contracts from the DOD, etc. And Mises was... Mises' name turned up in that scandal as well. That was investigated. With another independent count. It goes on and on and on. There's special prosecutors, there's special counsels. There's all kind of people. This is crazy. This guy was a fucking criminal. And the grand jury investigation into the Iran-Contra affair, you may have heard of that. If you don't know your history, you should look into it. We've talked about it. One of the first podcasts on the Thomas Paine podcast. We did I think it was the first one, called Hamburger Halper, Stefan Halper, how he raised money. Poppy Bush was behind all this, of course. And Halper, you may recognize his name from the Trump presidency. He was involved working for the feds. Well, no stranger to laundering money and everything else that he was doing for the Contras and Oliver North. And guess who was there? Guess who was giving, supposedly, allegedly, giving Oliver North the green light was Meese. But don't worry, Levin. It's all on the up and up. It's the worst scandal ever in the history of America. What? Selling drugs and laundering money to the Iran-Contra? Running your own proxy war? That seems worse to me. I don't know. It's just me. Sources said Mises and Oliver North held meetings on a regular basis before the Iran-Contra affair unraveled. I mean, there's the Office of Government Ethics. There's grand juries. I mean, don't worry about it, though. And who was there in the midst of this? Fox News hero. And you wonder how these guys get out and how they're chosen and how they do very well for themselves because they're in the fucking club. This goes on and on and on. I could keep going. Well, I'm going to fucking keep going. It's my show. For the good times, a little Frank Sinatra. Back in the day, these guys made a lot of money. Office of Government Ethics says Mises violated financial disclosure requirements after investing $60,000 with another interesting character. General Accounting Office charges that Mises failed to properly disclose assets held, purchased, and sold by a business partnership formed by Mises and his wife. Mises responded that any mistakes made were inadvertent. Well, that's not. You try telling that to the IRS. They're going to love that. My mistakes were inadvertent. Uh-huh. Independent counsel investigation of Mises was extended to include charges that he may have had a conflict of interest when he met with the heads of regional telephone companies to discuss legal restrictions on the firms at the time he and his wife still owned stock in said telephone companies. A memo to Mies cited a plan to bribe a top Israeli official to keep Israel from interfering with a $1 billion Iraqi oil pipeline project. That resulted in a criminal investigation of Mies. It goes on and on and on. Mies and the late CIA director William Casey supported a plan to make secret payments out of the Pentagon budget to gain Israel's support of the pipeline. It always comes back to the same players, doesn't it? In the Middle East, Israel, and a lot of sticking and moving in D.C. and a lot of money moving around. But nobody ever goes to jail, you notice that? A majority report from the Senate subcommittee said Mies' investment manager, Chin, who he gave cash to invest, allocated stock trading profits to Mies' brokerage accounts under a procedure that Senator Carl Levin said raises questions of possible financial favors and gifts. No shit. Welcome to Washington, D.C., Senator Carl Levin. Just go without the music now and finish this up if we can. I'm just going to keep going because I want to be thorough with this. Just so when Mr. Levin on Fox News sticks his chest out and says that they would have never done this under the Justice Department, under the Attorney General. Really? You be the judge. A probe was widened by subpoenaing payroll records and other documents of the Washington chapter of the Multiple Sclerosis Society in connection with a $40,000 a year job Mies' wife got with the charity. Was this a no-show job? Oh, my God. Deputy Attorney General Arnold Burns, the number two official in the department, and Assistant Attorney General William Weld, who oversaw all federal criminal investigations. They quit, along with four other aides, telling associates that Mies' legal problems and alleged criminality hampered the operations of the department. But didn't Levin just tell you that he was the man? He was running point for this guy? He didn't quit, did he? I don't know. I hear him talking very favorably about his career in the Justice Department. You can understand why. Another real estate developer, this came up as well, whose family paid the salary of Mrs. Mies, was granted $50 million lease renewal on a building the government said risked the health and safety of Justice Department workers. Mies was summoned to a private meeting with Reagan at the White House after Reagan met with officials because of a mass exodus from the Justice Department in protest over Mies' continued tenure, legal problems, and alleged criminality. Reagan said Mies should not resign, and the Justice Department is running just fine. That was 1988. Yeah, it's running just fine. Well, by Washington standards, certainly it was running fine. Don't worry, though. There was also a criminal trial in the defense contractor, WedTech Company, WedTech Corp. Of course, just like anything else, everybody else goes down the tubes, not these guys, right? They throw everybody under the bus. You can see Mies as Attorney General likely ratting people out to the FBI. And he was not charged. He started firing a lot of people, though, that he thought were ratting him out in the Justice Department, cleaning a little house. Mies was subpoenaed as a defense witness for the racketeering trial of seven folks connected to WedTech scandal, corruption scandal. But don't worry, the special prosecutor, after all this I just read to you, after a 14-month-long criminal investigation of Mies, the special prosecutor suggested no indictment, and issued an 830-page sealed report. And Meese announced that he would resign in late July or early August after the report didn't come out. It was released internally. And saying, Meese said the conclusion of the investigation without an indictment makes it clear there is no basis for criminal proceedings. This is the Attorney General of the United States. There's your history lesson. Mm-hmm. You can write a book on that, Mark. Well, let's go to the videotape. You heard this bird brain yesterday. What did she say yesterday? You know, I didn't put two and two together because we were rocking and rolling yesterday. Let me play this. You can't even make this shit up.
When I was a little girl, I was told at the beach if I dug a hole deep enough, we would reach China. So we've always felt a connection there.
I didn't put two and two together yesterday. It was pointed out on Pain.TV and the Pain.TV app that... If your parents tell you that at the beach, go dig a hole to China. That's the way of them saying, take a fucking hike. Get out of here. Scram. Which you can see happening. I didn't catch that. But what does she have to say today? My God, you can't even. Didn't I say just yesterday and the day before and sporadically the preceding week on here, on this podcast, the Pain Podcast, that... Biden is in the pocket of the Chinese and Pelosi de facto, et cetera. We talked about on Hot Wire tonight exactly what she did in Taiwan and how it benefited the Chinese. We went more into that. And people, I've gotten emails from people. I don't agree with that. They're not in the pocket of the Chinese. They certainly fucking are. Let's go to the videotape, audio tape, whatever the hell it is. Listen to this maniac.
Still support the one China policy. We go there to acknowledge the status quo is what our policy is. There was nothing disruptive about that. It was only about saying China is one of the freest societies in the world. Don't take it from me. That's from Freedom House.
Let's talk a little bit.
It's a strong democracy, yeah. Courageous people, and it just... I don't know why it is, except there's some commercial interest who would like to diminish the relationship. China is one of the freest societies in the world. Don't take it from me. That's from Freedom House.
And she's talking to this fucking Sears mannequin, Savannah Guthrie, who has the mental capacity of an acorn. So we didn't take it from her. We went to Freedom House. We went to Freedom House. They have a website. They rate freedom in the world by year and by country. China is rated 9 out of 100. Probably about the same Nancy would score on an SAT test. Or how many drinks she had out of her 100 daily fucking... drinks. She had about 9 before the interview, I think. Her score was 9 out of 102. Political rights, according to Freedom House, based on a scale of 1 to 40, China is negative 2. So, civil liberties, based on a score of 1 to 60, an 11. And if you do simple math, which I'm sure Nancy's not capable of, I know Biden's not capable of. I want to know where this was when I needed it. I could have used this back in the day. And Revy, R-E-V-V-I, power up your credit with Revy. That's R-E-V-V-I. Revy is the perfect card for the not-so-perfect credit. Revy is a genuine Visa credit card with rewards that is accepted by merchants across the USA and online. Revy card, that's R-E-V-V-I, Revy reports to all three major credit bureaus. Build your credit score with one-time payments and keeping your balance below the credit limit. Pay your bill, view transactions, and check available credit in our new mobile app. Revy, that's R-E-V-V-I again. Credit, rewards, purchase power. It all comes with a Revy card, perfect credit, not required. Visit discover.revy.com to see how The Revy card can benefit you. Discover.revy. There's two V's in that. R-E-V-V-I.com. Discover.revy.com for our quick and easy application process. Discover.revy.com. That's discover.revy.com. See terms and conditions for details and check out discover.revy.com. I could have used that back in the day. We could all use a good hand up, etc. And of course, it's tough to buy stuff if you don't have a credit card sometimes, renting a car, etc. So these things come in more than handy. It's a new sponsor, and we're happy to be offering it to you folks. A Revy card. 11 minus 2 is 9 out of 100. So we went to Freedom House. I don't know if this bitch is drinking, if that's the name of a new rot gut vodka. Freedom House. I think she's getting her fucking Freedom Houses mixed up.
I told Mary about us. I told her about our great sin. Mary cried and forgave me.
And Mary Nancy lost her mind again.
Said if I wanted my freedom,
Freedom House.
I could be free evermore.
Fucking maniac.
Mary cry anymore. Oh, devil woman. Devil woman, let me. Devil woman, let me be. And leave me alone. I want to go home.
Leave me alone. This devil woman, leave me alone.
Down in our shack by the sea.
Maybe she should go back to the beach and start digging a hole to China and find her fucking brain. See, they just say whatever they want. Savannah Guthrie would be like, wait a second. China? The new beacon of civil rights? She just sits there like, one of them is dumber than the other. That should be the game show. Which one of these stooges are dumber than the other one? They're actors. That's all they are. They're actors. They're reading lines. They're reading scripts. And people are out here. Unfortunately, people are out here, they believe it's real. Just like the Trump raid. I talked to some folks in Justice today. People are like, what's the rundown? If you listened to the show yesterday, you got the rundown from me. I talked to people in Justice today. Trump knew the search warrant was going to be served. Not necessarily. He said that he'd had no idea it was surprise and unannounced. It certainly was not. They knew what was coming. It's little things like that that matter, to me at least. Right? If you're going to lie about things like that, what else are you going to lie about? It's inconceivable that the Secret Service wouldn't know that the FBI was coming to serve a warrant. And that information wouldn't trickle to Trump's lawyers and Trump. In fact, it would trickle to Trump's lawyers first. Didn't make any sense when he said that in his statement, that it was unannounced. It wasn't unannounced. It's an impossibility that it would be unannounced. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way, usually, for dignitaries. It's certainly not going to work that way when the place that they're raiding is protected by another federal agency. Doesn't make any sense. So little things like that, to me, matter. Are you telling the truth? Are you being disingenuous, as they say in D.C., or as we say, are you lying? Double speak, forked tongue. Is this an FBI agent that we have who is somehow rewritten? The FBI doesn't like when you say FBI raid. It's too many negative connotations.
Agents, by the way, don't like the word raid. They don't like it. It sounds like it's some kind of extra judicial, non-legal thing. It's the execution of a search warrant. It's a court-authorized search warrant. I'm sure we're now going to be in for days of ranting and raving. Even at CPAC over the weekend, there was a congressman from Arizona who called for the defunding of the FBI before this even happened. So we're in for more of that. I'm sure they're hunkering down for that. But the word raid, they don't like it. They want to say they executed a search warrant, all of that going on, meticulous searching. Even, you know, I've seen situations where devices, electronic devices, thumb drives are being searched for, and they actually have dogs. I'm not saying that dogs are being used, but if we see dogs as part of this team, it would be a clue that they're possibly searching for thumb drives and other electronic.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Something ain't right.
Even, you know, I've seen situations where devices, electronic devices, thumb drives.
Folks, remember that, agents. Agents don't like it. You say raid. Yeah. I don't think we particularly like it when you come into our homes with guns and you point them at our kids. But anyway... tomato, tomato. Saturday night, I
was downtown, working for the FBI. A real cement. Sitting in a nail, a bad man,
with a bottle of They come into your house. I came into my house twice with guns over fucking nothing. Like one false move, that'd just kill you. Fucking kill everybody. They can make up any story they want. Sit there, this dope. I mean, he's like a square jaw fucking FBI. It's just typical. Like, if I saw this guy in a mall, I'd say that guy's an FBI agent. Retired, of course. Think nothing of it. It's so passé to call it a raid. But don't come in and point fucking guns at kids and women. Don't drag people out of bed. No knock warrants. And if you don't answer the door on the second knock, they fucking break the door down and tear it off its fucking hinges. Tear the door frame out. Oh, but it's just a search warrant. Don't rip my fucking house to shreds over nonsense. Don't just grab fucking PCs and just rip them out of the wall. Don't worry about the wires. Just take everything with you. Leave the house in complete disarray. Rummage through underwear drawers of kids and women. Fucking lowlifes. That's what you're doing with your life. And these agents are too fucking stupid to take a step back and say, what am I doing here? He says, oh, sometimes we bring dogs. You're the fucking dogs. You're the pit bulls of the rich and famous and the elites. You go raid somebody's house over nonsense. Or not nonsense, whatever the reason is. At the same time, you're licensing fucking trafficking of kids. Underage girls and boys being raped. The Justice Department and FBI licensing that with Ghislaine Maxwell and Epstein and countless others, I would imagine. Sometimes they bring dogs. No, you're the fucking dogs. You're the mutts of the rich and famous. You are the pit bulls of the protection racket. So you're right about them bringing dogs. It's just you had it all wrong. You're the dogs. It's fucking true. Ouch. These guys just come in your house. They're wearing slacks and polo shirts. They're just there to look around. They have clipboards, slacks, polo shirts, you know. No guns, no fucking Kevlar vest. No. 2-3 guns on them. Fucking helmets. Riot gear. SWAT gear. Just coming in and look around. They're from the U.S. Census. They just want to ask you some questions. Fucking one liar after. You think after you retire from the FBI, you would stop being a fucking professional bullshitter? They can't. It's in their DNA. The problem is they have to hang out in their own little group because only they believe their own bullshit now. Now even juries are saying, hey, you know what? I think you guys are full of shit. So there goes your little case up in smoke. See the Governor Whitmer case in Michigan, etc. And so these guys love to hang out with each other because they're the only people that they can bullshit are other Asians. Anybody with a brain understands these people are full of shit. And it's one liar in D.C., one extension of D.C., one liar to another. We go to Senator Blumenthal, this guy who looks like a mannequin, talks like a mannequin, and has the congressional record of a mannequin as well. Let him set things straight about what's going to happen down the road if you face off against the man. He's ready to sick those fucking pit bulls on you or anybody else. Although he says different. So you got to keep an eye on these scumbags. Like if you're working the street as a cop. Always keep your eye out for criminals lurking around the corner.
I think the IRS is going to target the highest income Americans. As the saying goes, that's where the money is. That's where they're going to look to collect. The idea that there's going to be this army of IRS agents descending on the average American is just preposterous.
This dope is sitting there with Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham, who after the vote, tired of feeling like someone's always watching you on the internet. Maybe advertisers know a bit too much about you, or you're concerned about the privacy of your identity. Using incognito mode won't solve the problems either. IPVanish VPN is here to protect your right to privacy and help you stay anonymous online. IPVanish helps you safely browse the internet without exposing your private details to third parties such as hackers, your ISP, or advertisers. You can use IPVanish on your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick when you're streaming media. When you use IPVanish, all of your data is encrypted. This means that your private details, passwords, and communications, browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. It's really that simple. You can use IPVanish on unlimited devices without sacrificing on speed. Your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like Fire Stick when you're streaming media. Whether I'm at home or in public, I don't go online anymore without using IPVanish. IPVanish is offering an incredible 70% off their annual plan for our listeners with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Folks, that's like getting 9 months for free. IPVanish is super easy to use. All you do is tap one button, and you're instantly protected. You won't even know it's on. Stop sharing with the world everything you watch, everything you search for, and everything you buy. Take your privacy back today with the brand that's rated 4.6 out of 5 on Trustpilot. So go to ipvanish.com/pain and use promotional code PAIN and claim your 70% savings. That's ipvanish.com/pain. And the pain is P-A-I-N-E for you folks who haven't been paying attention. ipvanish.com/pain. 70%. I mean, I wish we would have known about this earlier today. After it was a tied vote in the Senate, the Reduction Act, and Kamala Harris, she broke the tie for the Dems. Afterwards, seen Lindsey Graham fist bumping Kamala Harris on the floor of the Senate. So that ought to tell you exactly what the fuck I've been saying. I'll show you the video, but what's the point? Blumenthal sitting next. Blumenthal, who said he was in Vietnam. He served in Vietnam, but he was never actually in Vietnam. I think he was probably in Vietnam with the Mario Perillo Cruz, but he wasn't actually in Vietnam. Let's just go to a news clip from March of 2022. The headline says, IRS audits the poor at 5 times the rate of everyone else. Analysis finds. And we can pull these headlines going back as far as you want to. Again, it ties into the earlier statements of pit bulls and dogs and the FBI. They only pick on the defenseless. They only pick on easy cases. They only pick on slam dunks. They only pick on people who can't muster up enough money for a good attorney. So don't sit there, Blumenthal, and tell me that the IRS isn't coming. They are certainly coming, and they're going to milk the shit out of everybody. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. If you let them. If you let them. What can you do? Well, you have to fight back. Don't just give it up. We'll talk about that. Mostly on Hotwire. I wonder why. We'll talk about really good stuff on there that we can't say on here. That's why we have Hotwire. Otherwise, the SWAT theme would be playing on my front door. Again, I don't know how many federal agents have been here. Too many, I would say. Too many. And we treat them now like we do JoJo the Silverback Gorilla. I don't know what that means, but it just seems like it sounded right. I do like the ring of it. And it's storming like a bitch right now in Philadelphia. I mean, storming. I don't know if you can. These mics have been pretty good. The original mics we had were just, they pick up everything. I don't know if you can hear the thunder, but I keep saving the show about every 15 minutes because I'm convinced it's going to blank out. Convinced it's going to blank out. Don't worry, folks. The FBI and the IRS, they're here to help you. Some of the scariest words known to mankind of any country, any society. I'm from the government and I'm here to help you.
A real cement head.
You got to be a cement head to believe that. It's tough out there, folks. And when, you know, minus selling gallbladders and different organs, etc., Americans are being very creative on how to help ends meet. Of course, that's what happens when the White House is out there fucking spiking the football. You know, I talked about on Hotwire tonight, earlier tonight. The Biden administration keeps coming out every day saying gas prices are going down. It's because they've ruined fucking demand. They've destroyed demand. This is what they do. They are destroyers. There's no demand. Simple economics. Prices are going to go down. People are not driving. It's the lowest. It will end up being the lowest traveled summer, likely in the last 50 years. I mean, if you examine it properly, no one's driving because they're using discretionary income to help get by. There's no money to drive around. The White House keeps coming out saying, gas prices went down again because you fucking destroyed the possibility of there being a demand. You rigged the playing field and now you're spiking the football after you've set the entire fucking woods on fire. You're coming out with a fire extinguisher saying, look what we did. We put down this little patch over here. Meanwhile, there's a fucking inferno in the background. A much larger story. The much larger story is you destroy things, you don't build them. That's why this country is sinking. Has sunk. There are air pockets left in the Titanic. Stubborn air pockets. And they keep trying to sink it. Nonetheless. Coming out every day. These fucking idiots are coming out every day. You know, baby small talk. The spokes dope for Biden. She did it again today. The Young Bucks gave me the clip. I said, I'm not playing it. Instead, I'm going to tell these folks what the fuck is going on as far as destroying the possibility that there could be demand. They've rigged the playing field and then they're spiking the football looking for a goddamn participation trophy.